girl should leave too.
Sorry,
you don't call my phone.
Welcome to Bunta Vista, episode... Welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 343. My name is Andrew, and I'm not having the best day. My bus was late this morning. The barista got my order wrong, but I'm way too nice to say anything about it. And also, I'm currently being sealed into an abandoned railway tunnel with bricks and mortar. I'll be honest, it kind of sucks. It takes a lot longer than you'd think to brick up an opening this size, and I am getting bored. Sitting here for fucking ages. With me, also bound to a chair with rope that's tight enough to turn his hands purple, it's Theo.
Hey, man.
You get a bit over it by now?
You ever get those days? Yeah. And you're like, oh, I just go back to bed.
Yeah. How about you let me out of the chair and I go back to bed?
Yeah. How about, like, I can just hop over that wall because it's only bricked up to our knees now. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of time.
Absolutely. I can skip straight past the bus driver I called Dad when I said goodbye to. Mm-hmm. I go straight back to bed. It's raining outside. I could be so cozy in there right now.
You could, you know? And if you're going to, like, tie me to a chair, why not a comfortable one, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need one of these wooden-ass chairs from primary school that looks like you took it from.
Oh, the stools they make you sit on at the pub. Am I right?
Oh, you are right. Went to two different places recently where I ended up sitting on like a bench seating that was just like a very thin cushion on just a flat wooden bench.
Yeah,
you know.
Started
and
feeling
after
that
a little
over
while,
30s
I was like,
thing.
Started
doing that thing where I'm like, oh, I don't want to go there. Their seats are really uncomfortable.
The seats are no good.
I can't sit on those for too long.
Yeah, all my shit hurts already. I'm like coming in at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. You heard her, folks. Leading the angry townsfolk and placing brick after brick in the ever-shrinking opening with a sense of purpose and calm that can only be described as terrifying, it's Lucy.
Hi, I feel great. Like, I'm having a great day.
Yeah, could
I'm
you
also
fuck
feeling
off?
Like you guys are being really, like, kind of ungrateful. There's a whole cask of Amontillado in there.
I can't reach it.
Yeah.
Give me a big straw, maybe.
I'll get you a big straw.
I can't drink a whole cask either.
On a long enough timeline.
No,
you'll be in there a while. You should, just ration it out.
No, I'm going to die quick.
Yeah. I'm having a great day. This is one of the best days I've ever had, actually. You know those days where everything just goes right for you?
Oh, you're just ticking stuff off your to-do list. Like, okay, brick up the boys.
Yeah.
All right. What
just
else
feeling
we got?
Motivated.
Yeah.
Every time I put another brick in, it's like another task done.
Yeah. You guys getting the pop-ups on your like task scheduler? That's like, hooray. You are a ray of sunshine.
I got one of those ones that like feels like a video game and it's just like quest complete and I get like
a
gem.
Dancing bear on it. Not that I'd know. I'm not getting fucking anything done today.
every attempt that I make to utilize some type of system to help me like just do some stuff.
Yeah.
I try it out and then one day later, I'm like, that's not working.
Yeah.
That's not working. Like,
yeah,
damn, it must be the apps that have something wrong with them. It must be. All these apps are broken.
It has taken me so long, and I'm talking like almost two decades long, to remember to look at my to-do list instead of just sitting in my chair, like staring at the wall going like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
That's not an app
now?
I'm going to open on my phone. Like, there are other apps on my phone.
There are other apps. And they're closer too, and you know how to get there with your
they're
thumb.
They're on like the front page.
Yeah, I put my favorites on the home screen.
Oh,
What's
there's
in there?
There's Discord.
Have they got
Who's
some
yelling
stuff
at us
there?
Today?
Trying to manage your tasks while being bricked into an abandoned railway tunnel. It's hard. You know? Everybody give yourself a break because Pobody's nerfect, you know?
Yeah.
It's time for Pobody's nerfect.
Nobody's nerfect. No. Nobody's nerfect. No. Whoopsie daisy. Nobody's nerfect. No.
From News 12, Long Island. Do I have to have seen News 11?
Andrew, we have to put the comedian of the week stinger back on the board.
We do. Fuck.
If it goes away for too long, people start yelling at us.
They do, and they're like commit to the bit, play it. Yeah. Ben won't play it. He doesn't honor the code.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't honor the Bushido code. You know, steel sharpens steel. You have to pummel your mind with the comedian of the week stinger. Two injured in thruway crash after passenger accidentally presses vehicle's start / off button.
Oopsie.
Can you do that?
Is it just a button that turns your car off?
Yeah.
Like, you would think in the same way that, like, you know, my car's got a... I don't know, it's like a weird little automatic shifter kind of thing that I have not seen in another kind of vehicle. But it's just, it's very like short and stubby. It's a little chode.
Yeah, you know? A little chode. I've got a chode in the new car.
Yeah, and you kind of click it down into drive, you know. And I would have thought that if I was like doing 100 kilometers an hour on a highway and I said, put it in reverse, that the car would probably say, no.
No.
We're not doing that right now.
Yeah,
like,
they got
it has the wherewithal that if you try to put on the cameras while you're going over a certain speed,
I tried
it's like
that.
You don't need that. Yeah. I also thought it would look cool and tried to do it.
It would look so cool with the road going past, like. But they don't know. I remember I was driving with my sister and my wife in the car, going 100 k's an hour through like Gatton, and I was like, "Hey." Do you reckon I could put it into park? This is the Toyota Corolla, which did not have computers in it. It was like...
Could I physically jam it into...
Could I chuck it into park? Like, nothing will happen. And they're like yelling at me like, no, you can't put it in park. And for some reason, like, my brain had completely like forgotten the fact that if you put it into park, there's like a park gear there and it'll just like...
Park,
like the car
generally
will
to stop the car,
probably
right?
Stop, but the engine will keep going and like fly out or something. I completely, like, my brain just rejected that. It's like, hey, what if I put it in park right now?
Sometimes you just get those thoughts, right?
Sometimes you just get those thoughts.
What if I did push the button?
Yeah.
You know? Matt, I wonder if I can jailbreak my Mitsubishi Outlander so I can put the cameras on while we're driving.
Absolutely. It's got to be Android in there, right?
I guess so. It's something shitty. The onboard system. But then you can just have like CarPlay or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Absolutely.
Let me play my games on the little dash computer.
You should be able to play games on there. Like while you're in a stoplight.
That's why you get a Tesla. Yeah.
It should be the same. Just implement the same thing you use to turn off the cameras when it's going over a certain speed to turn off my game of like Puzzle Bobble.
What do you reckon would be the most distracting game to play on there? Because I reckon it'd be Minesweeper. Because you got to get like lean right in, press on the buttons all the time.
Really
it's in the original resolution, so it's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minesweeper would be pretty good. People doing their daily Wordles on the highway, you know?
People would do their Wordles on the highway. Yeah,
they just got to get my Wordles in.
That's a highway game, I feel like.
Like you've got it in cruise, everything like seems pretty cool ahead of you, so.
Yeah.
There's really no risk. Like, it's the safest time to whip your phone out.
Yeah.
And
type
if it's up on the dash, that's even better.
.com into Chrome.
Yes. Campaign to have New York Times gaming subscription in your infotainment system.
Yeah. Just NYT puzzles.
That's
Keep
all you
it
need.
Safe. Yeah.
My mum's been playing that Connections one. You see
Pat's
one?
Mum told us about Connections. I've been playing
Connections.
Mums are playing Connections.
They love playing
That's
Connections.
That's their favourite NYT game.
No idea.
Think of four things. Done. Two people were hospitalised as the result of an accident while a passenger caused a vehicle to stall on the thruway in Tuxedo Park. State police say the incident occurred when a Chevy SUV driven by 35-year-old Jacob Rottenberg of Highland Mills was travelling northbound in the centre lane.
You can't be called Rottenberg.
Where's your family from? What was your family known for? Oh, we're stinky.
Stinky meat.
We're kind of the stinkiest guys in any town we moved to. It was reported that a passenger in the vehicle, 76-year-old Aaron Malik of Brooklyn, accidentally pressed the start/off button while attempting to adjust the temperature inside the vehicle.
He doesn't know how to use the buttons. Don't start poking around. Just don't poke around.
That button is so far out of the way as well.
Oh, it's really? Next to the steering wheel, isn't it?
Like, it is nowhere near you in most cars.
It is not in the cluster of things you are generally using to control the heating.
Yeah.
He's and like, 76, though, so he's just poking around, huh?
Just stabbing. Just in there, stabbing away. The vehicle stalled and nearly came to a complete stop in the center lane.
Oh, boy.
Don't do that. Meanwhile, 27-year-old Dean Knapp of Brooklyn was unable to avoid colliding with the Chevy.
Okay, I've found out whose problem it is. It's his fault.
Yeah. Sounds like you weren't at a safe stopping distance.
You're driving too close, bitch. Because it doesn't sound like this guy did like the all of a sudden stop. It sounds like the engine turned off.
And it kind of slowed down.
And it slowed down. So how fucking close do you have to be driving? It's not his fault. It's someone else's fault.
You should be ready for any vehicle in front of you to do emergency braking.
I know we've said that you should drive the speed limit, but you should also drive with a safe stopping distance at all times.
It doesn't get you there any faster if you're driving closer to them.
You're still behind that car.
You're still behind them. You're still going the same speed.
If you're on a main road, you need to be having two car lengths between you and the car in front of you.
Absolutely.
That's right. You know? That's right.
And if you don't, stop complaining to me while we use the jaws of life to cut you out of the car.
The car ahead of me pulled up real quick. Like, stop. We're going to go see the other guy first.
Did
it, I say. Guy whose fault this wasn't.
Yeah. Stop complaining, I say, while I unwedge the steering wheel from underneath your rib cage.
Yeah.
Hey, shush. Take a little time.
It's dangerous for them to drive this slow while, like, swerving back and forth.
Getting so angry 2 meters
before their tailgate. Just like, it's so dangerous the way that they're making me drive right now. Slow down. Meditate.
Screaming out the window, you're making me do this.
Yeah.
You're putting both of us in danger right now.
Yeah, while he like leans out of the window and tries to shoot their tires out with a 44 Magnum.
Just calm down on the roads generally.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking relax.
Just relax. Like, I think probably 5 years ago, maybe when I turned 30, I embraced the fact that it's not going to kill you if you go 95 and 100 zone behind somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get you there like any faster than the amount of time that I waste on my phone when we pull up at the end.
Yeah.
So just calm. Nothing really ruffles me on the roads anymore.
You'll get to your destination. Calm.
If I merge into the left lane and that's the slow lane for Americans listening, to get to like the ramp 2Ks before it comes up, I'm not stressed.
Got plenty of time.
I'm in my element.
Got all the time.
I left for the airport with a correct amount of time in case there was more traffic.
Yeah.
You
know? Mm-hmm. We are leaving for the airport hours before our plane is leaving, you know?
Yeah, that's because kids love to not walk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
They got their own things going on. You know, legs a lot shorter.
They got whatever it is going on. We have to load those babies up in a trolley now.
Hearing about...
give them wheels.
There's got to be some people in the audience hearing, I just go 95 in 100 zone, and it's like filling them with a blinding white hot rage.
They're just getting so angry. You
know? Yeah, that's making me drive so dangerously.
I went to see friend of the show Milo Edwards's stand-up when he was in town, which was great. We had a fantastic time. Go and see him if you're in Perth. He's currently in Perth. That man is all over this country.
What's Perth?
What's Perth? He's way off. He's way off target. He's all the way over there, you know. And he was being supported by Aidan Jones, who is also a great comedian. And he was sort of working out a set where he's like playing a Chopin piece and talking through the piece by sections. And it was very good, but he's talking about classical music. And somehow in the course of this set, he drops the line, poetry is worthless to the crowd. to this crowd of like Canberra uni student type people. And which made me laugh. Made me laugh very hard. And they clarified by saying, sorry, when I say worthless, I mean without value. Like, me and Elder were hooting, and there was just like one corner of the room that went like stone silent, you know? And it's very funny to think about someone being filled with like an absolute white hot fury at the suggestion that like someone else just isn't feeling poetry, you know? It's a funny thing to get incredibly mad about.
It's funny because you're the target of that joke, you know? You're a poet for sure.
Yeah. It's like if someone said podcasts are worthless. Like, yeah,
I'd be like, cool. Yeah, 100%, totally. Yeah,
they're just filling in the time.
Well, just filling in the time, just relax.
Yeah, you know? you just listen to three jerk-offs right now. The fourth one is not even here.
Jerk-off too hard.
Not even getting your value.
Yeah.
Yep. Three quarters of a nut.
Yeah, you should pay three quarters of nothing for this episode.
So Dean Knapp of Brooklyn, who we have identified as wrong in this situation.
Dangerous
Dean
driver.
Knapp, you fucked up. You should be on a list, frankly.
Yeah, the list of people who are cubed inside their car.
Oh, your legs got all squished up? That's a you problem, brother. Maybe if you had to maintain a safe distance. And then here's the thing. Even if there's a gap and someone else gets into that gap, move a little further back. Two car lengths between you and the car in front, you know?
Yeah. Just slow down a little bit further.
Just slow down, brother. He was transported to Garnet Medical Center for evaluation and being told that he's wrong, while Malik was taken to Westchester Medical Center with injuries not considered life-threatening.
Well, that's good.
No tickets were issued in connection with the incident. Phew.
Yeah,
they should have imprisoned the guy who rear-ended the other guy, I think. Probably.
Is it a crime to like switch the car that you're in off while you're driving?
Is there a specific law against it?
Yeah.
Oh, my car's got to be awake at all hours.
What if I've had enough
just to make
driving?
You happy?
Yeah. What if I've had enough?
All right, Theo, quick idea for you. I want to know what you think of this, right? What if when a driver rear-ends another driver, regardless of the severity of the incident, we engage a new scared straight program where we put like winch straps around the car doors so that you cannot open the door and get out. We then tow your car to a wrecking facility and start to cube your car with you inside it.
Yes.
But we only go like 20% of the way to a cube. And that's our new scared straight program, you know, to help you understand if you rear-end somebody going too fast, you will be fully cubed.
We should do more scared straight stuff. We should be getting like those real baby dolls and like just making us like people who drive those big stupid Ram trucks just like hit one of them and pretend that like they've killed a child. And like the mother is like out there screaming. She's wailing on the road. Mm-hmm. But it was just, like, it was just a doll.
Did you see the TikTok of the lady who claims she caused $30,000 of damage to her car because she ran into a bollard at the bank? And she heard it go crunch and then she kept driving.
Yep. Cool.
And she's makes sense. She didn't even see it. It's like, yeah, that's because you're driving an M1 Abrams in the parking lot of the First Choice Bank or whatever the fuck.
Your car's too big.
Your car's too big.
Here's an idea, Lucy.
Come down to earth.
What if, just to scare straight the Dodge Ram drivers of the world, right? We take, you know, in like Mythbusters and some of those sorts of shows where they want to show something happening to a body in slow motion, and they get those like the rubber bodies made out of like ballistic gel.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and sometimes
up.
They have like pockets of red fluid inside them.
Yeah, the organs in them
and stuff.
They do them on there.
Forged in fire.
Yeah, forged in fire.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So one of them, but it's a baby.
Yeah.
And it's full of like yellow blood. Oh, sorry. It's full of fake blood and bones and stuff. And then we put one of them in a baby carriage, and we push it out in front of a Dodge Ram, kind of like the scene in Speed, where like Sandra Bullock's Annie accidentally hits the cart. Turns out it's full of cans. Oh, what a relief for her character. You know,
not
but
this
in
one,
this
though.
Case, it like fucking splatters horror show style right up your windscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've popped some of that contact explosive in there as well.
Yep.
Really make it
blast fun. Through your engine block as well.
I was just thinking blasted that baby all over the
nuking this baby. And then when they pull over to the side of the road, we jump out and we go, yeah, makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really makes you think about what's happened here.
Now, there is a risk that they will be blinded and drive their Ford F-150 into traffic or whatever, but that's also, you know, a consequence of having that kind of vehicle, that someone will try to scare you straight. That's a foreseeable consequence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should have thought of it when you were putting down your deposit at the dealership, you know? Will someone try to scare me straight with a ballistic gel baby because of the size of the vehicle I'm buying?
Probably.
It's kind of obvious. You know,
how about them cyber trucks?
They're going great.
Did I really think they recalled all of them?
They
did
recall.
Yeah, because the pedal comes off.
That's so good.
The pedal gets a little bit oopsie-daisy wedged into full accelerator position.
It's so good.
He's so stupid.
What a dumb cunt.
The truck that can't get touched or rained on. You can't get bird shit on it.
Yeah.
Check out a Hyundai i30.
I really hope he does it.
Check out a Hyundai i30 or take somebody else's Hyundai i30. They're apparently easy to steal. Wow. When your Hyundai i30 gets stolen, that's a scary time in your life. That's a bit of an omen. It's time for Omens and Portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God and bow down to his will.
This comes to us from a storied publication, UFO Sightings Hotspot. I wonder who put this show in the notes. Who put this in the notes? Wait, he does all the notes. It's probably
Ben. Yeah, probably Ben.
Probably Ben. Unexplained anomaly near Antarctica moving north, causing 80-foot waves.
Well, I mean, if it's near Antarctica, any direction.
It's north.
It's north.
The
80-foot
only
waves.
Wake is up, you know?
That's a lot of feet, huh? That's a big wave.
What's 80 feet in a real measurement?
Like 20... No.
24.38 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pretty big. Pretty big. I've never made a wave that big. I'm going to be honest with everybody right now. The huge anomaly showed up on Ventusky.com ocean monitoring system does appear to originate from the Antarctica area deep down in the southern hemisphere.
Yes.
On April 9th. The day after the eclipse of 2024, around 2 p.m., eclipse monster.
Like,
and on April 11th, it suddenly disappears off the map. That's a Godzilla,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, it's a kaiju of some kind.
Do you think the eclipse happened and whatever kind of kaiju was down there went, who turned out the lights?
Yeah, he got really confused.
Yeah.
Came out for a little peep.
Out of Antarctica.
Said, oh, it's back. Don't look straight at it.
Yeah.
It's back.
Now I'm sweepy.
This thing, which is the size of Texas, traveled down here because... This thing, which is the size of Texas, traveled down here between South America and Antarctica, then up through the Atlantic Ocean, implying that there is a very large field of waves measuring about 80 foot.
What do you mean, this thing, which is the size of Texas?
Is
Texas
it not size just, thing. Are we not talking about like a tide... Like just a wave.
Oh, like so they've seen like a wave disturbance that's the size of Texas.
Maybe. They're I don't know about the scientific qualifications of whoever's written this article.
You're questioning the scientific qualifications of UFO Sightings Hotspot?
Like, I figure if it was the size of Texas, we might have seen it.
You probably
like, I know they're saying see it on the map, but I mean, like, see it.
Like, saw it with eyes, yeah.
With eyes.
I'm down here in Tasmania. That thing's not far away.
Realize UFOs the size of Texas.
Yes, yes.
25-meter high waves. Is that going to be, like, doing some tsunami type stuff?
That would be a problem, I think, for life and limb.
You guys ever see those videos that are like from, I don't know, container ships and deep sea vessels and stuff where they're just in a storm? Oh,
none of my business.
Few things in the world I would like to do less than be on a boat where that is happening. That's nightmare town for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not spending a lot of time on shipping vessels, probably for a few reasons.
Speculation runs rampant regarding the nature of this anomaly. I'll say. We've already got kaiju, underwater Texas.
We're speculating right now.
You guys specking out? You guys specking off?
I'm specking on the
scene. Yeah, you thinking on some speculations?
Yeah, I'm specking.
A little specking. Could it be the aftermath of a meteor impact in the ocean?
I didn't actually think of that.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the result of an undocumented seismic event?
Well, I mean, it's documented.
You're documenting it right now, Brian.
Yeah, yeah, you're documenting it in your article.
Yeah, how did you see it on the...
Where'd you see it?
Like, signals and stuff. That's... Yeah.
I think blog posts are the main type of documenting.
Yeah.
That
we're
taking seriously here. And podcasts. That's how you know something's
been documented. That's true kinds of media, yeah.
Yeah, you know how, like, when a true crime podcast takes, like, all the articles that journalists wrote about something and then reads them out into a true crime thing, and then they're documenting the crime? Finally, someone documented this.
Finally, someone shone some light on this.
Another theory, not saying whose theories these are, I'm going to guess the author of this.
This guy and his friends, maybe?
Dude's ripping bong hits at 3 a.m. in a room covered in tool posters.
Oh, yeah,
allow me to posit another theory.
Nothing wrong with listening to Tool.
Another theory posits the involvement of an unidentified submerged object, or USO.
Oh.
Oh, is this a thing? A USO?
Yeah. Do you think there's Yugos as well for ones that go underground?
Maybe.
I suppose they're submerged too.
I guess. Are you submerged if you're submerged in dirt? Or are you just buried?
Buried. U-bows.
U-bows.
Yeah, sorry. U-bows. The other day.
A colossal underwater craft. This hypothesis suggests that the anomaly may not be a rogue wave, but rather a massive object emitting signals mimicking the characteristics of an 80-foot wave.
So there's no wave. It's just sending out, like, transmission signals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this will really fuck with their signals.
Mm.
It's mimicking the characteristics of an 80-foot wave. It's saying, splash!
Yeah. To what end, I ask?
Wow, 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 wow. Blah, 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 blah. Notably, the absence of any tsunami warnings along the trajectory of this peculiar object adds to the mystery. Once again, the presence of an inexplicable energy form hints at the existence of a large object underwater lurking within the depths of the southern hemisphere of our planet.
I don't know that it does.
Yeah, but it could if you take another bong hit and think about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know? Do a nang and then think about this big thing underwater.
If you're really ready to accept whatever, sure.
So I googled 80-foot wave to try to see this thing, and all the YouTube videos are like, man surfs record 80-foot wave.
Dope.
So, like, maybe it's not that big at all.
Maybe it's just a large wave.
It's just a big wave. Sebastian Studner, Guinness World Records. That'd be easy for me to surf.
Yeah. The bigger the wave, the easier it is, because you can't fall off it.
Yeah, it's true. If you fall off, it'll just keep you going, you know? It'll just help you out.
Yeah.
A colossal unidentified submerged object. Who could be driving that thing? Perhaps some type of cryptid. It's time for Cryptid Watch.
Residents there say they've heard unusual animal sounds at night, and several ATV riders say they've seen unusual-looking creatures in the distance.
The next guest may have taken one of the best ever pictures of the Loch Ness Monster.
Never heard monster. That one. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we lost it for a while, and then Ange is like, oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I did something for that. Ages
by the way, just on that previous story, the news said it was actually a software error. So now I actually believe something's going on. It's a dodgy excuse.
They would say that, wouldn't
they? They would say that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a glitch.
Yeah, the computer didn't reveal all our secrets.
Codes, stuff, you know.
This comes to us from a report given to Lon Strickler of the paranormal blog Phantoms and Monsters. For over 10 years, Bigfoot swaps gifts with North Georgia man. That's just nice.
It's pleasant.
That's beautiful. I'm really excited to find out what kind of gifts we're talking about here. This first started happening in 2013. The family friend, we'll call him Joe, to preserve his anonymity, lives on the outskirts of a small town in North Georgia, about 5 miles away from the nearest gas station. There's quite a bit of forested area, but most of it is private property. There's a house right across the street from him, so he's not totally isolated. Anyway, one evening Joe got done picking squash from his garden. He had put them in a bucket that he left on the porch and forgot about overnight. The next day he went looking for the squash and realized that he left it outside. He went out onto the porch, and the bucket was gone. There's only one explanation. Big fair. He didn't really think too much of it. He figured a raccoon had taken it.
Yeah. Hmm. Probably a raccoon.
Are they picking up buckets?
Yeah.
Probably. They're mischievous creatures.
They are. I feel like they would just take the squash out of the bucket, to be honest. Easier to carry, you know? He did find it strange, however, that whatever it was had taken the whole bucket and that none of the squash had been spilled out. Yeah, I think a raccoon would knock the bucket over. Gotta be honest.
Just maybe a guy just found a pumpkin soup coming from the house across the road.
Someone found a bucket of squash.
Nice. It was like something had carried it away,
yeah,
taking care not to spill any of it, as opposed to rummaging through it like a raccoon would. Now, only two possibilities here, that a raccoon...
or Bigfoot. There's nothing
raccoon
else.
Raccoon or Bigfoot.
It's either one type of animal I thought of or Bigfoot.
Yep.
You know? A few days later, Joe came home from work to find a dead mouse on his doorstep, wrapped in a leaf and some grass. Thank you, Bigfoot.
Thank you so much.
I treasure this beautiful gift. He looked at it for a moment in curiosity. This mouse had been meticulously placed inside the leaf, along with grasses, almost like a sandwich. It'd be rude not to eat it.
Yeah.
In Bigfoot's culture, this is one of the finest delicacies. And also, well, all right, maybe the problem here. Do you think Bigfoot would take the life of a mouse to provide a sandwich to a man?
Maybe the mouse is already dead and he didn't want to waste it.
Yeah, you think it's like an old... Do you think... Maybe he laid an old mouse friend to rest. And this is like his little coffin. He then began to think maybe someone was playing a prank on him. Or maybe there was some witch or somebody in the woods trying to put a curse on him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that. Like if I get a sandwich mouse leaf on my doorstep, I'm thinking it's the occult. You know?
I was thinking like that this has a lot of parallels with Blair Witch where they wake up and like there's the guy's teeth and tongue or whatever in the sandwich. I don't know what the fuck that was, but they're like, oh.
Nobody wants...
They got scared.
...a Blair Witch sandwich.
No.
You know?
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah, what about ham and cheese?
Yes, Bigfoot.
Stick with
consider
the classics.
This.
Club. Cubano.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just list like some good sandwiches that would be better than that one.
Bigfoot, nice, hit up Trader Joe's.
Bigfoot buy some pastrami challenge 2024. To be honest, I don't think Bigfoot is going to engage in any kind of sandwich that requires like factory farmed meat.
Oh yeah, he's very anti.
He's not going to like that.
No,
he's not.
The aura
like that.
Coming off of the meat is fucked.
Yeah, I think the hormones coming off a factory farmed meat would terrify and sadden Bigfoot.
Yeah,
a great deal. Nothing else happened for about a year. That's a while.
Yeah.
That's
a
hot minute.
For a bit.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened for about a year until one night Joe was sitting in his living room watching television when he saw something out of the corner of his eye through the window around his garden. He looked out and saw a figure hunched over looking through his squash plants. He then went outside to confront whoever or whatever this thing was. When he got outside, he was surprised by just how little noise the creature was making, like it was trying to hide. He took a step on his porch, causing the wood to creak, and the creature looked up at him.
Yeah, it's like the creature kind of trod softly on this earth, leaving not a trace.
At one with nature, you know? He couldn't get a good look at its face, but there was a distinctive eye shine caused by it looking up towards his porch lights. It stood up on two legs, and he got a good look at its body.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Bigfoot's hanging dong.
Yeah, we're talking C-cup.
Human nipples. It's crazy to be able to see the definition of the abs through a layer of matted fur. You know?
They're that defined.
Yeah, he must be
fucking yoked. Gutters.
And he knows that you've got to eat like a really mushroom-rich diet to be getting any protein, getting enough protein when you won't eat the animals of the woods.
Yes.
You know? He's working hard. He's eating a lot of peanut butter, making his own tofu, you know? It's hard to get the grams of protein in. I don't think Bigfoot would take protein powder. I think that would also come off to him
as
unnatural.
No, I think he's kind of a purist. He wants natural food, real food.
Bigfoot, 100% natty, confirmed here on Punta Vista. It was very large and bulky, yes. He's bulked out. He's ripped. He estimated it must have been at least 7 feet tall. It was black and hairy and manlike in its form. As soon as it saw him, it bolted away and into the woods with lightning speed, still barely making a sound.
Yeah, I think that was just your neighbor, Jerry.
Getting like caught you said, taking your squashes again.
Hairy, manlike, squash thief.
Bulky.
You know what's manlike? Is a man.
Is your neighbor, Jerry, bulky?
Mm.
Yeah, is he hirsute?
Is he Greek?
Uh-oh.
My Greek neighbor, Jerry. There was no doubt in his mind that it was a Bigfoot. And Joe, understandably, had trouble falling asleep that night. As he lay awake, he began to wonder if the creature he had just seen had any connection to the mouse he had received at his doorstep about a year ago. And he definitely believed that thing could carry off that bucket of squash.
Mm-hmm.
Only two things in this world are interested in and will attempt to move a bucket full of squash. Raccoon. Bigfoot. The next morning, Joe decided to try a little bit of an experiment. He took some turkey. No. Don't give him processed meat, dude.
Maybe it's fresh turkey.
Maybe.
I doubt it, though.
He took some turkey and rolled it up in a leaf and some grass, much like the mouse had been, and set it on his picnic table out on the lawn and left for work. When he got back that evening, the turkey, leaves, and grass were gone.
Yeah, that's because you left meat outside.
And you
in
left leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves in the woods.
Where the bear can get it.
What if Bigfoot thinks that you're mocking, like, the funeral of his friend?
Yeah. Like, that was a funeral and you've
Your
just put out some
meat
fucking
to
turkey
me.
Meat.
Yeah. Hey, what if I... Look, we've got a terrified farm animal. that we sliced up. I'm going to put it in a little coffin, just like your mouse friend.
Just like your mouse.
Yeah.
He sat by that mouse's bedside for days. Mm. Held its little paw, you know. Made herbal remedies. Made a poultice and rubbed
mushroom
it on the mouse's back. Yep. Out of a tiny little acorn, you know. Out of a tiny acorn for the mouse to help ease him into the next life.
And you're laughing?
And you're putting turkey to mock him? To mock his little friend?
Fucked up, dude.
That's so messed up. It's also kind of fucked up to think of your Greek neighbor Jerry coming over and going, "Ooh, turkey."
Ooh, yummy.
Don't mind if I do.
Treat for Jerry. He studied the area around the picnic table, but was unable to find anything. Not even the grass had been disturbed, as far as he could tell. Got a photographic memory for the grass
for your
in
grass?
Your yard, bro?
Hey, I'm just checking out the wildlife of North Georgia.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm. I guess the first mammalian species listed
is bear?
The American black bear.
Mm-hmm. 7 feet tall.
Sort of, yeah, large, can stand on 2 feet.
Likes a slice of turkey.
Got bulk. Oh, a black bear wouldn't last a second with a slice of turkey.
Mm-mm.
Gone before you can breathe.
Then he approached his door, and on his doorstep was another mouse. This time decapitated, and instead of leaves or grass, there was a small pile of berries next to it.
Again, occult witch stuff for sure.
Yeah, you got a witch bear.
Or this mouse wronged Bigfoot somehow.
Yeah.
Perhaps acted as an informant, trying to tell the National Enquirer about Bigfoot's location. Snitches. Snitches get decapitated and given to this guy. He hasn't seen the creature again, but he believes that it's the one he's been swapping gifts with. It continues to the present day, where he got a whole deer antler just 4 months ago.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, gifts are getting bigger.
Also another Blair Witch type item, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like still animal carcass stuff. Like, got anything else? Got us some flowers or something?
The antler's kind of got a bit of the sacred geometry in it as well.
He's set up trail cameras before to try and see if he can capture the thing on video leaving presents, but he never catches anything. Well, you're kind of betraying Bigfoot's trust there.
Yeah, come on now.
Like, honor the code. He's still trying, and I'll keep you posted if he catches anything. He told me he feels like it's always watching him and will intentionally not show up when he puts up the cameras. But I don't know if it's intelligent enough to understand what a trail camera is and that it takes pictures. I think it is.
I think it knows.
Yeah.
Just like intuitively.
Oh, you don't think Bigfoot knows when he's being observed?
You don't think Bigfoot knows how to put on a show when he's being taped? You noticed how hard all of his muscles were popping and you didn't think Bigfoot knows when he's being watched?
He's always kind of throwing it back in those pictures, you know? Mm. He's sticking that ass out.
Bigfoot just like silently doing sets of push-ups. Just out of
just
range
casually,
in the woods
just, like,
just before he comes back in. Oh, oh, I've got a pump on chasing that mouse. Oh. To capture and expose Bigfoot would truly be a crime that should not be committed. Crime against nature. Crime against humanity, because you know that we're awful monsters and we do terrible things to them. Crimes will be studied in Crime Watch.
Put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me! Help me!
I am now authorized to use physical force.
Thank you.
comes to us from WJHL. WJHL. What do we got?
Yeah. Nothing there.
No, I got nothing.
The shrill. In Tennessee.
You guys got to give your call signs more magic.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Could give them some juice.
JHL, that's just hard. ATM thief leaves local bank missing less than $2.
How?
Got a feel for this guy. The Kingsport Police Department, the KPD, is investigating an ATM theft that reportedly occurred early Monday morning. A release from the KPD said the incident took place around 2:30 a.m. at the Bank of Tennessee on North Eastman Road. Responding officers found debris and the ATM in the roadway on North Eastman Road. That's like an early start to your day. Stealing an ATM at 2:30 a.m.
Or a late finish.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one more before bed, you know?
just one more. 3 a.m. going back for more ATMs.
It makes so much sense to steal an ATM because all the money's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the money goes.
Yeah. That's what I want, is the money. An investigation reveals that the suspects hooked up the ATM to a red Chevy Silverado and pulled it from the ground to steal it, the release said. The KPD said Bank of Tennessee employees were able to determine that only $1.84 was missing from the ATM as a result of the theft.
What's in your coins in your ATM? Where are we, Tennessee? Coin ATM.
Is this like a Coinstar?
I'm confused. That's one of the Coinstars. Nutty.
AmericasBestCoins.com. Welcome to the world of investing. Oh, it's crypto. Never
mind. Yeah, I know. It's all crypto. Like Bitcoin.
Just to a site
Tell
for
me
coins.
About real coins.
Well, if you're trying to find out about like a coin ATM, you just get a million Bitcoin ATMs.
Yeah. And there's no money in those.
No. Never
Do
was.
Not steal a Bitcoin ATM.
That is not real.
Just putting your money into a Bitcoin ATM and it just mulches it.
Om nom nom.
Hey, did that just cube my money? The release said that soon after, KPD officers found the truck used to pull the ATM into the road parked in the 1700 block of Harris Street. Officers spoke with the owners of the truck, who don't live on Harris Street, and determined the pickup truck had been stolen earlier in the night, according
Smart.
To the release.
Smart, yeah. Mm. I was like, fuck, they got him. They tracked down the... They just checked where the ute went. It's not their ute.
Damn.
These guys are like ghosts. Slipping right through their fingers.
Yeah.
What if you used your own car to do a crime and then just parked your own car far away from your house?
Yeah.
And then you were like, hey, that's my car, but it shouldn't be over there. And they'd say, couldn't have been this guy. They must have stolen his truck. The perfect crime. Am I right?
Yeah.
Perfect alibi. My truck's not meant to live over there.
It doesn't go there.
Wow. It's truly a wild world out there, and sometimes we take that wild world and we contain it in a cage, and we call that a zoo. It's time for Zoo Watch.
Z00Watch. Z00Watch. Z00Watch.
This comes to us from Deutschwelle. Grow up. Come on. Serious news show.
From Deutschwelle?
W-E-L-L-E. How are you saying that?
I'm saying that as Deutschwelle.
Yeah, I'm saying it as Deutschwelle.
Old Dutch Willy over here.
German Willy.
Endangered monkey stolen from Leipzig Zoo in Germany. Put it back.
Yeah.
Or
home.
Take him back home. You know?
That's your two options.
Take him back home. Put the monkey in a fun outfit, kind of like Scooby-Doo in, I want to say, the second Scooby-Doo movie where they've got him on a plane. They're going to an island.
Disguise your monkey as a man. Yeah. That's the funniest thing you can do.
Well, they disguised Scooby-Doo as a lady. They had him in a dress.
On the plane.
Sun hat. Sexy, a kind of sexy sundress.
Yeah. A little bit flirty, like a little bit short.
Ruh-roh. You know? Jesus. Ruh-roh, rhyme rock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, put the monkey in some nice regular clothes. Put it on a plane with you. Say, oh, that's my friend. He doesn't speak English or German, you know? He speaks something else that no one on the plane speaks.
Yeah.
He would like some food and a bag to
shit. He has a condition. It's actually really rude that you're asking about it.
Yeah, don't stare. Don't stare.
Didn't realize we were ableist on here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be posting about this on social media. I'll tell you that much.
I've got 1,000 followers on Twitter and they are going to be hearing about it.
Be hearing about how rude you were to my friend who is, to be clear, a man.
Mm.
A human man.
My
man
friend here.
my very offended human man friend who is eating some of his own ticks right now. He's got some stuff going on. Okay. Get him out of there. Take him back to the jungle. The Leipzig Zoo in eastern Germany said Tuesday that one of its monkeys had been stolen from its enclosure. Don't.
Or at least take his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to
take
them
two.
All.
So he's got just take some one. Company.
You got room for the whole family. Ooh, scary. Scary looking monkey, this kind of monkey. The employees at the Leipzig Zoo discovered that the lion-tailed macaque was missing on Easter Sunday while inspecting the primate enclosures.
Oh, he's... Why does he look so, like,
a little
violent.
Bit evil, right?
He looks fucked up. I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
He is going to tear your kitchen to pieces.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be fun.
Bite, no face.
Mm.
You saw one too many movies about people having fun with monkeys. And you said, yeah... Das look super.
Super.
Going to eine Zoo.
Yeah.
Get the monkey for the fun.
This guy's got a bet. Some monkeys have a good, a pleasant vibe.
Good aura.
This guy has a very negative aura.
Very sharp teeth.
Very sharp teeth. Angry teeth. Face.
Teeth are so sharp. Cool tail. It does look like a little lion's tail.
It does look like. He looks like a lion. He's got kind of like a mane on him.
Mm-hmm. But then he opens his mouth and looks like he's going to take all of your skin off.
Yeah.
You know? Don't like that. Don't take him home.
Leave him there. Just not bothering anybody.
Yeah. He's actually in an ideal spot for a lion-tailed macaque right now. The zoo determined that there were, quote, clear signs of a violent break-in from unidentified individuals and believed that traps were used to steal the animal. A serious business.
Mm.
Oh, we've been misgendering this monkey. Apologies. The female macaque, Rumor, is 15 years old. Lion-tailed macaques are considered an endangered species. They are known for the tip of their tails, which is tufted like that of a lion. Lovely. Another 12-year-old macaque, male, living in the same enclosure, was still there and seemed unharmed by the break-in.
That's rough.
Good. She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Take my wife, please.
Rodney Dangerfield monkey in the enclosure. However, a zoo spokesperson told the German Bild newspaper that the male macaque, Jeno, misses his partner as the monkeys have a social disposition.
Hmm.
Try playing cards with the monkey. Try asking the monkey if he wants to watch a TV show together.
If he wants to use the Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Play the Switch with your lion-tailed macaque.
Ask the monkey if he wants to play WarioWare with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Do not give your monkey Balatro.
Monkeys do not like Balatro.
The two worst things you can give a monkey at the same time are Balatro and cigarettes.
Yeah.
I think. It's over for that monkey.
Love the both of them too much. Again. I think monkeys would love cigarettes.
Yeah,
have we tried?
True belief.
If they didn't, why would they smoke them? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen them smoke them. So who's wrong? Who's right? You know? Is the monkey wrong for having a little fun?
Yeah. I bet like the 1800s, you could definitely see a monkey smoking a cigarette.
That's such a good Google image search, by the way.
Monkey cigarette? What does it mean?
Looks like John Wayne. Oh, now this one's smoking a pipe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. North Korea's star Azalea, the smoking chimp. Smoking chimp featured at North Korean zoo.
I can't believe we keep making like AI and all this dumb bullshit.
It's real.
When we have.
We've got it all right here.
The wonders of the world right here.
Can't just have a monkey smoking a pipe.
Oh my God, Azalea smokes a pack a day.
That's too many cigarettes, Azalea. It's
probably not good.
Jesus.
I think the monkeys want to smoke. That's my opinion.
They do. They crave it.
You can force a monkey to smoke if they don't want to.
Who's
going to
fight that?
You know, he's wearing a t-shirt, he's smoking a cigarette, he's getting what he wants. What does it say about me that, what does it say about me that seeing a monkey smoking does not make me feel anywhere near as bad as, like, you know, when people have those videos or like pictures of you know, like a 6-year-old Chinese kid smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
And everybody's always like, ha, it's funny, he looks seasoned. Looks like a seasoned pro. Those ones make me sad. The smoking monkeys, though, it's okay. I mean, I know it's not good for them, but
we can't. We don't. We're not expecting to have a like consistent opinion on things, right?
I hope not. No.
Smoking children unfunny. Smoking monkeys
funny. Funny. Oh, that's a sad headline. No more cigarettes for smoking Malaysian orangutan.
Oh,
come on, let him live. Here's a thought though. If you are going to, and I do have a very consistent opinion on this show that zoos are prisons. We have imprisoned these animals. The only place worse for an animal than a prison is your apartment in Tokyo.
Yeah, or the horse slicer from the movie Cell.
Yeah, like if you're going to take an animal from the beautiful jungle that they live in and then put them in like a little enclosure in a suburban environment or whatever, let them have a cig, you know? Yeah. Let them have a little ciggy. Let them have some beers.
Little dart. Let them have a beer and a dart.
Let them play on the Switch, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're all trying to pretend. They know they're not in the jungle anymore. They can see that. You
let
looking
them enjoy
at
what
them.
They can.
That's why they're smoking.
They can see you taking pictures of them with your phone. Like, yeah. They know.
Oh, I'm in the jungle. There's trees in here. They're not that stupid.
Mm. Oh, remember how in the jungle there were 3 trees? No. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Let them have the cigs. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Hmm.
German police in the state of Saxony, where the Leipzig Zoo is located, have launched an investigation into the theft and have put out a call for witnesses. Security measures at the zoo have been ramped up in response to the theft. Full armed response teams at all gates. Leipzig Zoo director Jörg Junhold called the theft of the macaque, quote, bad news, end quote. We don't know the motive behind the theft, but we are extremely concerned about the welfare of the middle-aged animal whose species-appropriate keeping and care requires specialist knowledge, and we very much hope that the animal will be recovered or returned unharmed, Junhold said. Return that monkey.
Yeah, give the monkey back.
Give it back.
Give it back.
You can't own monkeys.
Give it back.
Zoos
own
monkeys.
Don't own a monkey.
Yeah, for some reason the zoo's allowed to own a monkey, but you're not?
Yeah.
Does that seem fair? No. But I don't make the rules.
No.
You know? Oh, well. I guess that's an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Do you concur?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I agree.
You, listening at home, do you concur? Leave a little bit
of
space for your answer.
Was that an episode?
Was that an episode?
Engage for this.
write
comment
into mailbag
on Instagram.
At
say
puntavista.com. Yes. Do a comment on the Instagram that says yes.
Engagement we'll bait. Do you think a monkey should smoke a cigarette?
Yes. Please write in to mailbag@muntavista.com with your opinion about monkeys smoking cigarettes, whether or not it looks cool, but most importantly, don't write in if your answer is going to be very serious and make us feel bad. Mm. We don't like that. We don't need that.
I don't like to feel bad. We don't need that in our lives. We've got other stuff going on.
If you like to feel bad, maybe keep that to yourself, bloody
Trent Reznor.
Yeah, maybe
get your freaking head checked.
Oh, thanks everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.